Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, we're covering it so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it can set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, man. Ooh, this week has been a blizzy. Wow. Let me just say, welcome again to another episode of the Sounds of Living Water. I'm Job Israel, the Commonwealth of Israel, also Come to See Ministry. And today we are dealing with all about Eve, Genesis 3:16. You know, we've been walking the scriptures up until this point. It's just what we call sowing good seed, you know. And this is when we were talking about sowing the seed, is what our sisters, our women are created to become. See, this is that thing. And so we was going into that in the detail. But now we are about to get into the part where sin came in. That's that thing that's also in the picture. And out of this, it's a law written that if man sin or if woman sin against God, then these things will occur. So we're going to look at those things because we got to know why she is the weaker vessel. At this point, she wasn't the weaker vessel. But when sin came into the picture, she became the weaker vessel. So this is that thing. Amen. So what we're going to do is we're going to stand face to Jerusalem. Yeah, we finished that. Jerusalem. Yes, come here. Come here. You too, come here.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Hands up. Let me get some of that. Hands up. Hands up. There you go. That's my man. There it is. That's how we do it. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debt to him. And lead us not, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, And the glory is not. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy on sin for both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brother and the family. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delighted blessing is because they see your light and kindness upon us. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children, the children's children, and their children. And Father, have mercy and give us a mind to the master's history and the mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us to fulfill the Holy Spirit upon them and give them a mind to receive tonight. And a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay. Well, this is all about Eve, Genesis 3:16. Once again, we like to reiterate, you know, we in the law. Okay, she isn't created yet. This is how we looking at this. We're not looking at it as she's actually here and the sin is committed. We're looking at it from a point of if the sin is committed, then this law exists. We're looking at the law. So nobody is not here to take anything personal because there's a law that comes with sin. Well, this is the law. What happened if a woman sinned against God? It brings her into judgment. So in these things, so we're going to look at that, you know, because a lot of us, man, and I'm going to tell you myself, man, that weaker vessel thing is a rough road to hoe if you don't understand where it's coming from, or if she don't understand where it's coming from. If she don't know, you can't help. You can't deliver. And if you don't know, you can't deliver. You see? You should have used my name. Thank you. Appreciate it. I'm going to punch you, man.
Sorry, I'm
going to
just
have me close because it was hot. Okay. But anyway, so we have to know these things. Why? Because I can say this safely, that a lot of relationships could be saved if these things were known. If these things were known, then both parties would have the upper hand on the enemy. You see, because he's looking for the weakest link. He's trying to see whom he may devour. We already know he's going to move on the woman because he already played that card. But now, he got Genesis 3:16, but the thing is, God has given us the conversation concerning that. So not only did, even though she's going through this, we still have the authority of what the outcome is. That's that thing. Amen? So I think we left off Genesis 2 and verse 25. We did. And they both were naked, and the man and his wife were not ashamed. Okay. Well, a man and his wife wasn't ashamed. And we did that, right? So we looked up the word naked, and we also looked up the word ashamed. And we found out that naked ain't always about clothes, but it's about truth and weaknesses and insecurities. And when somebody bear their insecurities or their truth, then they're vulnerable. They become vulnerable, and that's what's up under naked. You know, and so we don't take people naked and then try to misuse them because you know what it is or you can see it.
You know,
the thing is, you're supposed to cover it, not, you know, exploit it. You see this thing. So, if you see an insecurity or something in your spouse, then you're not supposed to exploit it. You're supposed to encourage it. You know, strengthen it, so to say. They both were naked, the man and his wife, and they were not ashamed. Why? Because it wasn't nothing to be ashamed of. It wasn't no lies. It wasn't no deceit. It wasn't no sin or nothing. And when a man and a woman is, when they're naked and they're honest, it's nothing to be ashamed of, nothing. When it's the moment that there is something to be ashamed of, sin is entered into the door. If any one of the parties is ashamed of anything, sin has entered into the door. And that's it. So let's go right into 3. Genesis 3 and verse 1. Now remember now, the premise is Genesis 3:16. We're not really interested into the conversation of the serpent and all those things. We probably would deal with more of that in the creation. But just to get to the point, we're going to read this. And it says this. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, has God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. The first thing the enemy is going to do is cause doubt on anything that you're going to have faith in or believe. That's the enemy. That's the work of the enemy. You know, why would they want to cause doubt on something that you believe in and want to cast that type of negativity? To try to tell somebody that that's satanic. You don't do that. But this is what happened when the enemy come in. When the enemy come in, look what happened. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may not eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden. Should have never had the conversation. It wasn't a conversation. It shouldn't have never happened. But of the fruit of the tree, which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you should not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, and she died. And the serpent said unto the woman, you should not surely die. For God doeth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened. And you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Well, that's true. But man has been dying ever since then. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eye, a tree to be desired, to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Wait a minute. Okay, all right, good. Dang, you made me lose my spot. I'm looking for water. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Now, what is the apron? Ask your uncle. And the eyes of them both was open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord, the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of God in the what? No, I said ask your uncle. To Uncle David. Excuse me, forgive me. I was in Genesis chapter 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called on Adam and said,
on a hill where art thou? And he said, I heard that voice in the garden and was afraid because I was naked and hid myself. So right here, where fear come from? If there's no sin, there's no fear. Already God know that he didn't got to the tree. That's a no-brainer. It just came out just like that. I was afraid. Afraid of what? Afraid of living? He's sharing. And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave of me of the tree, and I did eat. Now, we're not really dealing with Adam's story, you know, but this was bomb, man. This was bomb. I'm going to tell you why it was bomb. Watch this. Okay, hold on. Let me do this. I think I can do it. Hopefully, I don't make a lot of noise. Yes. Get off of that. At least until we're done. Okay, hold up. Change my microphone. Okay. Hold up. Change my mic. Okay, we good. And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. Now, watch this, man. Job 31 and 33, look what, that was bomb what Adam did, man. That was real bomb. Watch this. 31:33. If I cover my transgressions as Adam by hiding mine iniquity in my bosom, see, it got nothing to hide. You know, there's nothing to hide. It shouldn't be. If I cover my transgressions as Adam, the first thing, Adam should have came clean. He already knew the jig was up because he already told God he was afraid. So all he has to do is just come clean, man, but he hid it. Right? Okay. So no, you don't want to do that. You know, you want to fess up. Your first response, and you know you're wrong, is to fess up. Accountability is everything. Accountability dictates forgiveness. Accountability. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 13. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this as thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this thing, thou art cursed above all cattle, above every beast of the field, above thy belly shall I go, and the dust shall I eat all the days of thy life. Okay, so we're dealing with this. We dealt with this during the creation. How he got to this point. So, but it's another conversation that goes on with this, which is in Revelation chapter 12, is this. Genesis 3 and 15. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shall bruise his heel. You see, this is that thing. So we got right here the virgin birth already spoken. Her seed, since when a woman have a seed, man got genitals. That's where seeds come from. Women have eggs. But he was speaking prophetically of himself. Now that sin is in the world, that he would have to come and deliver man by through a woman. And he was going to pay for it. Who knows? Satan probably did it just so he probably sinned to see if God would do it because he knew the plan. And to see if God would live up to his word. You know, if God would... You know, he knew it was written in the law that if man would die, because he was the one that covers. This is saying, I'm talking about, if I'm thinking this, and I only got, I'm using like maybe 10% of my cerebral, God bless me, right? If I'm using that much, if you know, seriously. They have 100% of their cerebral. So if I'm thinking this, I know they thought it. I know they have. So, yeah, he wanted to see if God would keep his word, and God for man. So, anyway, like I said, I didn't want to get into that story. We're still dealing with it in the creation. I can catch up with that tomorrow morning. Anyway, man, these things are running together. Right. Thank God. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. That's Mary. That's the Virgin Mary right there. You see, of the tribe of Judah. That's her. Unto the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. And in sorrow thou shalt bring forth children. And thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Now, here's the other thing. He said, unto the woman. Now, we ain't dealing with Adam because we do know the consequence of what happened to Adam. But what we're dealing with here is because this is the weakness. This is the dark side of the moon. This is that part that that what servants of God have to be patient with. You know, and this is what I got in trouble for when I originally did this precept, you know, by going in here. You know, one is that I tried to do it all in one sitting, and that was wrong. That was wrong. Because it just by going in, the lack of respect of wanting to put all this information in one sitting was a total disrespect to the whole point of All About Eve. So, yeah, it was going to come bomb, and it happened. And I apologize, you know, but the precept is real because here she is, right? So we've been dealing with her. We've been dealing with, you know, she's wisdom. She's the law of kindness. She's understanding. She's help. She's a meat. She's a queen. She's a virgin. She's going to bring forth a child. She got pregnant by God. Man. So here we are. Now sin is in the door. So now the thing is with this is that when sin comes into the picture, this law kicks in. This law kicks in. If a woman sinned against God, if it ever happened, from whatever time window God gave man to populate the earth or whatever, he brought this. If Adam don't sin, this law don't exist. When Adam sinned, this law exists. Now it's passed on from woman to woman. Now it's spread out. Not all women got everything in here, you know, because everybody got different issues. Like sin went through Adam. We all got different issues. Some of us will never be whoremongers, but we'll be manslayers. Some of us will never be a manslayer, but we are still. Some of us will never steal, but we will whistle lies. So it depends on what your sin is. You know, same thing with a woman here. It's, you're going to run into a lot of different things, but what you're going to realize is that they magnify. This may hurt the weaker vessel at this point because of sin. So Genesis 3:6, unto the woman he said, I will greatly, let's look at this word greatly. Celebrate. Great. Right. Abundant. Ample. Big. Big league. Bulky. Bull. Colossal. Considerable. Decided. Enormous. Excessive. Extended. Extensive. Extravagant. Extreme. Fat. What? That's in there? Fat. Yeah, David, you heard that? Idealistically, illustrious, impressive, leading, lofty, magnanimous, main, major, noble, noted, principal, prominent, regal. Remarkable, renowned, royal, stately, superior. So everything that he's talking about is going to be just bigger than a man problem. He's talking about greatly multiply your problems, your sorrows, more than a man. So he's not going to understand what you're going through because he's not dealing with this. This is that thing. He's never going to understand how you feel, just like we're never going to understand labor pains, because this is not his issue. Our thing is to look at this. That is our thing. You see? Let's look at this a little further. And he said, and I will greatly multiply. So now he threw multiply in there. Like great wasn't enough. So whatever you're going through, this man is not going to know. He's never going to conceive it. Because it's not given to him to go through it. It's given to you to go through it. His thing is to understand it. And then at this point, that's what we were looking at the other night as far as when two come together. Yeah, last night we were looking at that when two come together, when one come against, then that's when, you know, you can destroy, beat that spirit. So the spirit rise up on her. These things, here come both of y'all. You know, praying against it. Multiply. increase, reproduce, accumulate, add. So he's going to add sorrows to you. He's going to, hey, would you guys stop? He's going to add sorrows, add not that, that a man is going through, but what a woman is going through. We're not going to go through the same things. And that's it. This is that thing. So, let's look at this a little further. I will multiply thy sorrows. So now, these sorrows are going to be big and multiplied, and there's going to be a lot of things going on that that men is just not going to be going through. You know, it's just going to be, it's that spirit. The Lord call it, it's madness. It's madness in man. That's what he called it, madness. He called it that in Ecclesiastes chapter 9. He called it madness. And so this madness come upon women. You know, this thing. Life can be really good in a beautiful home, great car, money in the bank, and that the spirit of sorrow come in. He said, I'm going to multiply your sorrow. You know, so what's next? Man, cover your head and start praying that the Lord release you from them things at that hour. Sorrow. agony, anguish, bad news. Big trouble, blues, care, catastrophic, dejection, depression, distress. I haven't heard this much I've been hearing this a lot in this 21st century woman. This is a lot. This is going on a lot, and nobody know why. I ain't saying nobody know why, but it is there. You got women that's afraid of living. They're gonna be carried away somewhere. They tripping. Man, people spooked. But it's out of this. It's from this. Catastrophic. Ejection. Depression, distress, grieving, hardship, heartache, heartbreak, lamenting. And more times than not, brothers already know, and I'm a witness that, you know, we broke some women's hearts. A lot of times, you know, in the world, it was just a game. You know? Apologies, but it's part of the law. You know, I didn't know. We're not supposed to do it, but I didn't know that I was the cause and effect. But here it is. Heartache, heartbreak, lamenting, melancholy, misery, misfortune, mourning, pain, rain, regret, remorse, repentance, rue, sadness, sufferings, trial, tribulation, trouble, unhappiness, weeping, woe, worry, wretchedness. The one antidote for sorrow, for all these ills, is happiness. That's the only antidote for it. That's one antidote, just one pill, and it's called happiness. That kills all of it. You'll be completely healed from sorrow if you take a happy moment to laugh at something stupid. I don't know. Maybe American Funny Videos. Who knows? Anyway, sorrow, right? Bemoan, very upset, grieved, agonized, sad, be well, carry on. Oh, my God. Really? Really, that's in there? Carry on? Wow. So, let's see. Groan. Lament, moan, mourn, regret, sing the blues, sob, crying for. Take on. Whoa, that's in there? So part of her sorrow is an empath? Maybe that's what that discharge is every 30 days. Anyway, weep. Okay, so, yeah. So that sorrow thing has been multiplied. So like I said, life can be really good, and your husband come in, and you going through it, but you know, it was just one thing after another inside your head. And the next thing you know, he come through the door, and he like, what's going on? Because obviously, he can see. And the worst answer a man can hear is that you should know. No, the axe is to get to the source so we can remedy this. What's ailing you? You see, now this is when we trust each other. Now this is when the wife trusts her husband that the God of Israel have the power and the properties to recover her spirit. You see, this is that thing. So, if we have understanding, then there is a recovery because he'll know. But if he don't know, that's a bum answer, man, because ain't no answer for that. And it's like, man, it's a catch-22. You can't do nothing with it. You can't. What a man going to do with that? I do not know what you're going through. And if he love you, he don't want to see you going through it. This is that thing. So, it says this. Unto the woman he said, I would greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. Okay, conception. When I first looked this up, this was a doozy because it kind of was the reason a lot of us, our marriages fail. This would probably be the to the cry, so to say, conception. And he said, I would greatly multiply thy sorrow in thy conception. So what is conception? Because me reading this, you know, being a dude, right, you would think that if a woman, you know, I mean, thank God that he put it in my heart to do it. Now you can do it. But get what I'm saying? Being a woman of God and you read in the Bible, you would think that when you run into these things, you will research them and open up the door so you can see what God said that is wrong versus looking for everything that's good. How can we weed the tares and the thistles if we don't look for them? They're going to grow with the harvest. We don't want that. So, conception. Let me back up on that one. Conception. There it is. Conception. I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. So he said this. He said, understanding ideal appreciation, apprehension, clue, communing, comprehensive, conceit, concentration, conceit, concept. So she's going to have, let me slow down right here. So she's going to have a problem with understanding something, which is, it wasn't that in a go because her name is understanding. So she got to reclaim that. How do you reclaim it? You reclaim it at the baptism, you know, and if ain't nobody told you that, well, now you know. You reclaim it at the baptism that when you became new, all those things surfaced. And all you have to do is call the God of Israel upon them things to bless them. So he said that understanding, she's going to have a problem with understanding. So that thing that he called her understanding, he toned it down. He toned it down. And he said this, apprehension, clue, communing. So sometimes she may have a problem getting a point across. It may come off wrong. Or it just may not. In some cases, it may come out kind of far out. You know, like spacey. You know, but you know what you're dealing with. You know, you can maneuver through them things, man. So this is that. Communing. You know, like, but we got to wrap our minds around this. Okay, while we're going through this, we got to remember that we men are looked at as the bride as well, right? So if we looked at as the bride as well, then that means we got these same issues in the eyes of God. There it is. So by fault, we ought to have patience with her growth because we're praying that God will have patience with ours. Because we're doing the same. Now, mind you, it's this. We only operating with 20%. God bless us. Hopefully, we are operating with 20% of our cerebral. And if that's it, then our conception is jacked too. It's a difference in having 20% of your cerebral versus 100%. So God is going to look at us like we look at our wives. So sometimes we're going to have a problem communing too. So this is all in the same deal. We got to be careful. Yes, ma'am. David, you fix this man some noodles. Please.
David.
Uncle David to you.
Uncle David to you.
There you go. Exposition. No, don't eat that. That's not good. Fancy. Explanation. inkling and intelligence, interpretation. This is part of the reason why she can't hold the ministry or to be ahead of the camps, because of this issue in Genesis 3:16. It said interpretation. And the scriptures is all about interpretation. And if he said she was going to have an issue with it, then the law is being fulfilled that if she learned anything, let her ask her husband at home. Because of this. Now, this didn't exist in the beginning. That's why she was able to talk with the devil or talk with the servant, because she had 100% of her cerebral. She was conscious of what she did. It wasn't a mystery. Said she was deceived, yeah, but the act itself, she was very conscious, else it wouldn't be a judgment. It's like, yeah, you know, like some dude, like say for me, I run up on some female that's married, and I promise her that I would be her man or a husband, and then don't. Same thing, same principle, same thing. This is what happened. So, what else it says? Conception, intelligence, interpretation, meditating, perception, mental grasp, yeah, because I'm trying to get your uncle attention. Take this to him. Hey, you take this down. Don't open it. Interpretation, meditation, philosophizing. So no, she can't be in a pulpit. Picture. Plan, realization. I mean, now get this. I'm gonna show you what this is. What he's getting at with this right here. He said, "Where you cut?" Oh, this is root beer. This is really good.
Yeah.
Thank you. You better finish that, or I will. Yeah, you. Uh-oh, turn around. Yeah, there you go. Plan, speculation, representation, thought, vision. Yeah, pour it in the cup. Now that's a man. There you go. My man. Don't spit it. So, conception. So she's going to have a problem with thought, processing thoughts. This is that thing. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go back to Genesis 3:16. Unto a woman, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow in thy conception. In sorrow should I bring forth children. Well, right. Genesis chapter 4. Adam knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel, and he was the keeper of sheep, but Cain was the tiller of the ground. And Cain talked with his. Give me that. Thank you. And Cain talked with his brother Abel. And it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against his brother Abel and slew him. So not only did he die, not only did he die, she lost her child, but not only did she lose a son, she lost two sons. One she lost in this life, and the other one she lost in the next. How much sorrow is that for one day? So he said, "In sorrow shall you bring forth children," and there it is. And so, and we can read in other areas how God deal with things like that, you know. But that's part of the law. It's part of what happened when sin came into the picture. That's what happened. You see. So, let's look at this a little further. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 3. 3:16. And it says this: "Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and in thy conception, and sorrow shall they bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband." Now, here's another thing. He said, your desire is going to be to your husband. You notice that he's not in the picture. Can you see God said, your desire is not going to be to me? You see that? Your desire is to your husband. You know how huge this is that a man could take a woman out of the church. He could turn her from a woman, a guy, into a whore. He could put her out on the street and turn her out. Take her out of the church and shoot because her desire is to him. How many women were holy rollers is now up and down the strip? Because of this law. It wasn't there in the beginning, but it is now. What is this word? Desire. Desire. Oh, wait a minute. Desire. Yes, I can't. I have a spelling issue, but I can spell. Desire. Whoa, it's not in my book. No kidding. Oh, it can't be. It's not in my thesaurus. Amazing. Okay, well, I'm going to have to go to my other computer. Let me get this word of desire. Because he said, your desire is going to be to your husband. This is why, you know, a woman could be born as a Baptist and she meet a man and he's a Muslim, she'll stop being Muslim. Or if her husband die and she run into a Hebrew Israelite, she'd probably stop following him. If she conforming to him, she's going to do it. Her desire is to him. desire. And it's rambunctious. Oh, okay. Word of the day is rambunctious. Okay. Desire. desire to wish or long for. Like, you wish your husband was at home. Now, this, don't expect this conversation to be in him. It's not. That's part of that Genesis 3:16. So the way you feel about him is different. It's totally different. So you can't compare the way he feel about you to the way you feel about him, because y'all emotions are totally different from each other. So it's not even a gauge. The only thing you can gauge is how much y'all believe in the same God. That's what we talk about being unequally yoked. But as far as how much he loves you and how much he loves him, no. There is no comparison. You're going to love him way more. Because the book just said it. Your desires are going to be to your husband. Right? Desires. Want to have sex. So you're going to be wanting to have sex with your husband. You're going to have that urge, that itch. Like Sarah. Till I find pleasure in my husband. Oh, where'd that come from? Sarah, yeah. Right? Feeling or wanting to have something or wishing that something will happen. I'd be glad when he get home. I can't wait till he get home. Or we're going to go somewhere. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Da, 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 da. You know? Sexual appetite, passion. So the Lord said your sexual appetite is going to be to your husband. You know, that's your cream, that's your flavor. Nothing else. Nobody supposed to be in your pheromones. That's why I really admired the burkas, right? Because the burqa completely covers a woman's pheromones. A man would have no chance at them. Nope. Completely shields women. It's like it cloaks her pheromones. But when she get home and she takes it off, her pheromones are all over the crib. That's baby making time. You know how that works? Right. To express a wish or make a request for Esther, requested to see the king. Well, double that law. An express wish, request, sexual appetite, lust, a person or a thing that is desired. Look at them muscles. Ooh, man, he can shoot. He can ball. You know, up and down the court, she's screaming, he's raining jumpers. She giving him 100. Yeah. To wish, long for, crave, want, to ask. That's that thing your phone, like, get blowed up. You're like, man, she bugging, Jack. But it ain't that. It's just that this thing, that law kicked in, crave. That's another law to itself. These are all different laws written under desire that came with sin. Pay attention to this. This came with sin. I ain't saying you're supposed to not desire your husband, but this is kind of maniac. This is manic. Express wish, request, something desire, sexual appetite, sexual urge. Suggested feeling that impedes a person to attainment of a possession of something. A strong wish, worthy or unworthy. Ooh. ooh, there go us before God. Because remember now, he's Israel's husband. For the married and the divorce, right? For something that is or seems to be within reach, a desire for success, you know, something like that. So, you get into the desire thing. It's really, really a thing that's for your husband. So, cats be bugging because your wife be blowing up your phone and you like 50, shut up and like it. You know what I mean? Because remember, like when you was in high school, you ran up on that doll and you was blowing, y'all blowing up the phone. Well, that's that craze. That's that thing. That's it right there. And if she's still blowing up your phone, good or bad, that's it right there. Desire kicks in. It kicks in with sex. It kicks in okay. Anyway, once again, let's read this again. Genesis 3:16. Let's pick it up at the top. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow in thy conception. And thy conception in sorrows thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, not your pastor, not your psychologist, not the local police, not your best male friend, your husband. There it is. There it is. And thy desire shall be to thy husband, he shall rule over thee. Wait a minute. Now that's a catch 22 like a mug. Why? Because this came in with sin, right? So obviously, rule wasn't in the conversation before sin. So we're going to hold this up right here, and we're going to pick this up next week. And I apologize, man, for coming on late and this, that, and the other. But man, you know, I kind of like this. I can't even lie to you. I like this. We'll see what happens. But anyway, we're gonna touch base tomorrow. You wanna be back here for the creation. We're still dealing with heaven. We're still dealing with heaven, and we're still dealing with the angels of heaven and the administrations of the spirit. So, with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. And we hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, read your Bibles.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water.
Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water.